In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
There are numerous tragic stories about Filipino children killing their parents across the globe. In fact, our show has covered an infamous case in Australia that featured Seth Gonzalez, a young man who murdered his parents and younger sister out of greed and pressure to live up to the standards brought about by his parents. It didn't go well for Seth's deceitful acts, as the impressive crime-solving capabilities of Australian detectives prevailed and brought justice to one of the country's most infamous massacres in 2001. However, our episode for today will be the first time our show covers a bizarre case from a far-flung area where three male siblings tortured, killed, and feasted on their very own mother.
In February 2014, a gruesome incident happened in the town of Ampatuan, Maguindanao, that shocked locals in the area after investigators discovered a mutilated body of a middle-aged woman without her internal organs. Unfortunately, this wasn't the first time that a notorious crime happened in Ampatuan, as the area was more infamously known for being the site of the Maguindanao Massacre, one of the Philippines' deadliest bloodbaths and one of the world's worst killing incidents of journalists.
The victim, 56-year-old Musala Amil, was found by authorities at her family's farm at Purok na Badtog in Barangay Camasi, Municipality of Ampatuan, with a badly dismembered body with several parts missing. She has three sons, 35-year-old Dante, 21-year-old Paroy, and 18-year-old Ibrahim. The Amil family belongs to the Moro indigenous ethnic Muslim race. Before discovering Musala Amil's gruesome slaying, neighbors had heard strange noises coming from the Amil residence, which led them to report it to their community leaders and the police.
As soon as the investigators uncovered the horrible crime, community leaders and other locals from the area pointed the blame on the victim's three sons. According to the neighbors, Dante, Paroy, and Ibrahim were high on illegal drugs at the time of slaying, and the Amil family came from an accursed family of ghouls. Subsequently, the authorities arrested the three brothers and brought them to the police station for questioning. The suspects denied killing their mother, but claimed they were trying to get rid of an illness they believed was brought on by an evil spirit possessing her.
Based on the suspect's testimony, Musala Amil was hogtied before her sons gruesomely butchered her with machetes. As if killing their own mother wasn't horrifying enough, the Amil brothers took their devious acts to a whole new level of gruesomeness by feasting on Musala Amil's internal organs. Yes, you heard it correctly. The three brothers ate their mother's body parts, claiming that it would drive away the alleged evil spirits that had been lingering around her soul. On the other hand, the police had committed their investigation by looking into whether the Amil family had a history of mental disorders. They also looked into the alleged illegal drug use by the suspects.
In context, there have been alleged cases in the 1970s relating to cannibalism on the island of Mindanao. According to historians, the Philippine government during that time had allegedly provoked Christian settlers in Mindanao to form a militia called Ilaga to combat the Moro Muslim community. It was said that the Ilaga were responsible for the 1971 Manili massacre of 70 Moro Muslim civilians, including women and children inside a mosque located in the province of South Cotabato. The Ilaga, allegedly, were also engaged in cannibalism, cutting off the body parts of their victims to be feasted on during their rituals. However, there is no evidence that the ancestors of the Amil brothers are connected to the Ilaga's alleged cannibalistic nature. After all, the suspects were identified as belonging to the Moro Muslim community.
Due to the lack of resources relating to this bizarre case, we could only hope that the authorities in the province of Maguindanao have successfully brought justice to the gruesome slaying of Musala Amil. If you have heard of this case and have more information on its aftermath, please feel free to discuss it with us on our social media platforms. Nevertheless, let us hope the Amil brothers receive the proper mental health treatment they deserve, as there is no possible explanation for a mentally sound person or a group of people to be capable of cannibalistic tendencies.
For further updates, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, PH Murder Stories. If you have case suggestions, please go to our website at phmurderstories.com and fill out the request form at File Your Blotter.
Did you like this episode? Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, or if you're listening on other platforms, kindly send us a review on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. You can also share our podcast to your Instagram and Facebook stories through Spotify. We're also inviting you to join our Facebook group, PH Murder Stories The Verdict, and participate in our discourse about true crime. both local and international. This group is a safe space for true crime and mystery fans like us who want to engage in thorough discussions about the subject.
To all our listeners, we hope you could support us on Patreon. If you're fond of online shopping, you can also help our team earn a small commission by clicking our Lazada and Shopee affiliate links found in the description. Any amount you contribute will enormously help support our team to produce more quality content.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.